Biden was front and center Thursday on the campaign trail as President Biden and former President Trump each made separate visits to the southern border. In Brownsville, Texas, Biden pushed bipartisan immigration legislation.
The U.S. Senate needs to reconsider this bill, and those senators who oppose it need to set politics aside and pass it on merits, not on whether it's going to benefit one party or benefit the other party.
Trump in Eagle Pass said,
"This is a Joe Biden invasion. This is a Biden invasion over the past 3 years."
Former president today expected to attend a conference in Florida over the scheduling of his classified documents trial. Special counsel Jack Smith wanted to start July 8th. Yosemite National Park is closed as the West braces for up to 12 feet of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada. And in Texas, crews continue to fight the largest wildfire in state history, more than 1,700 square miles. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A 29-year-old Lake Delton resident was arrested after a search warrant was served at the suspect's apartment. According to police, the Sauk County Drug Task Force served a search warrant on Monday at an apartment in the village of Lake Delton. During their search, police say investigators found hundreds of counterfeit pills containing fentanyl, THC products, cash, and a gun. The suspect is facing multiple narcotic-related charges. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to stop in Madison next week. The vice president is expected to arrive in Madison on Wednesday. It marks her second trip to Wisconsin this year and her sixth trip to Wisconsin since being sworn in. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
It's going to be warm and a little breezy this weekend. Because it is so dry, there will be an elevated grassland fire danger risk. Be very careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, beautiful today. Sunny, 53. Wind will be west, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, 61. Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. If you owe back taxes, call the folks at Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32. 99.7.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and happy Friday. We are just biding our time until it is officially another weekend. Work, school, they just get in the way. We know the weekend's already started. Here's Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. Temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. That's what I said. Only the good die young. Only the good die young. You might have heard I run with a dangerous crowd. We ain't too pretty, we ain't too proud. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
will be the ones. You know that only the good die young.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Like I always say, it's good for the geese, it's always good for the gander. Irish sailor.
Here we go.
Ready for the world, there is Oh Sheila, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Thank you for joining us this morning. And Finn, how are you? Happy Friday. We love being able to say that.
Friday, yeah. Now, my internet has been very spotty this morning, so...
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been booted at least a couple of times today, so if I disappear, that's what's going on. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so we'll go ahead and we'll keep an eye out for that. So I'll just, you know, fill the airways with babble.
Just improvise, yeah.
Which is pretty much what I do every day, so it's not like it's anything new for me to just fill the airways with some babble.
Well, I'm just trying to do my job here, you know?
Sure.
I mean, this has been going on all week. It's like every morning I get up, I have to go down, reboot, do all this jazz. Like, I'm feeling there might be a call ahead of me for our provider because, just trying to work here, people.
Yeah, I get it. You know, we live out here on Goose Poop Pond where our provider has always has issues. So, you know, it is what it is. So we're just kind of used to it. Things bump and go on and off out here all the time. So I was going through our text line this morning and, you know, there's certain people in this world who don't really appreciate my morning show, but yet they still continue to listen, Finn. I don't understand how that works.
I saw this. Wow.
Yes, yes. Now, yesterday I mentioned that Dexter has a female friend. This is not a girlfriend. He does not want her to be a girlfriend yet at all. He's not ready for that step. They live here in the state, nowhere around us, which is why they can't actually meet until August. I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 hours away. So they're far, okay? Mm-hmm. And so I was talking about the fact that, yes, they want to, the mom really, really wants to have phone conversations with me already, which is fine. I'm totally cool with that. I find it weird that she wants to start these conversations already now when they aren't coming until August. And here's the thing. It's fine. I totally understand where she's coming from. Our kids are going to be hanging out. The girl might be here for a little bit. Dexter might be with them at their resort for a little bit. So it totally makes sense. I don't need to personally start having these conversations until, I don't know, maybe like June, July, right? And so we were talking about this a little bit on the air yesterday. I'm sure she's perfectly wonderful. Dexter says she's a great person. She's already bought gifts for my dog. This particular person took it to our text line to just call me a wicked, evil person for talking about her. And what if I hurt her? No chance. She doesn't, they barely have internet. They don't stream. We don't play the type of music that they listen to. So that's not going to happen. And I don't even think Dexter has told them the call letters or the dial of the radio station, because Dexter is a little like that. You know, he is a little guarded until he really gets to know people, and he's not a stupid kid. I'm sorry that I had this conversation on the air yesterday. I'm sorry that I'm not comfortable meeting this woman quite yet. Apparently I pushed a few buttons, Finn. Did we lose you already this morning? Oh, we might have lost Finn already. So, yes, I apparently, just kind of ruffled a few feathers yesterday. So I apologize if that's what happened. I'm just not comfortable meeting this person quite yet. You know, this person tells me in text that maybe they want to extend an olive branch. And that's totally cool. I don't need to extend my olive branch until like June or July. But thank you very much for the text. I'm sorry if I ruffled your feathers. I'm sure they're perfectly lovely people. And this person also goes on in the text to wonder, you know, it's to speculate why my kids don't introduce any girls to me. That's not why at all. We've had these conversations with our kids. They don't feel like it's necessary until they really get interested in somebody. And that's pretty much it. But thank you for your text. Thank you for your opinion. I'm glad that you were able to chime in. And I'm glad that we can have these conversations. Now, while we wait for Finn to hopefully reconnect here this morning, today is actually March 1st. And so we want to talk about all the things that we have to look forward to throughout the month of March. Hopefully, I don't ruffle any feathers on this one this morning either. I hate starting out a Friday making people upset, but you know, sometimes it happens. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I understand that. So number one on this list of things to look forward to in the month of March, daylight savings time. This is going to start up again on Sunday, March 10th. You're going to lose an hour of sleep that night, but it begins staying light out a little bit later. So I guess guess it's a win-win kind of compromise. The Oscars are also going down on March 10th. Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting again. We've also heard a few conversations about that in the news already, some of the guest appearances, some of the musical acts, all of that kind of stuff. March Madness begins on Tuesday, March 19th. The men's tournament championship game is on April 8th. The women's tournament final is set for April 7th, so you need to get those brackets ready. And MLB's opening day is March 28th this year. All 30 teams will be playing on that particular day. Now, when it comes to movies, Dune 2 actually opens in theaters today. Kung Fu Panda 4 arrives March 8th. Godzilla times Kong. I don't even know what the name of this movie is. There's an X in there. It threw me. The New Empire comes out on March 29th. And the Roadhouse remake with Jake Gyllenhaal hits Amazon on March 21st. Now, on TV, season 11 of The Masked Singer hits Fox on March 6th. I'm sure my husband will be very excited about that. The game show Password returns to NBC on March 12th. Something else he'll be excited about. And season 20 years of Grey's Anatomy, that will premiere on March 14th. As far as brand new shows go, the drama miniseries Apples Never Fall hits Peacock on March 14th, and the World War II drama We Were the Lucky Ones debuts on Hulu on March 28th. And finally, for the holidays, of course, we all know St. Patrick's Day is on the 17th. This is the day we can all officially claim that we are Irish. It's on a Sunday this year, so don't be too surprised if some co-workers call out on Monday, depending on how hard they celebrate. Purim starts on March 23rd, and Easter happens to be March 31st this year. There's also National Cereal Day on March 7th, Pi Day on March 14th. Now, of course, we're not talking about actual pie that you eat. We're talking about the mathematical equation, but I say celebrate however you feel. Corn Dog Day is on March 16th. Everybody loves some good pie and corn dogs. I mean, hello. National Puppy Day on March 23rd, and 25th is International Waffle Day. So a few good ones that we get to celebrate throughout the month of March. There's a whole lot going on. I don't think we still have Finn yet. So hopefully the internet is not just permanently down at his house and he's able to join us at some point here for the morning show. I take it a look at the forecast right now. I mean, we can always default to weather if we can't have great conversation, right? Warm and breezy this weekend. Now, because of the warmer temperatures and the wind factor, we do have an elevated fire risk. So please, if you do have any burning to do, take some precautions this weekend. Otherwise, lots of sunshine today with a high near 53, 61 tomorrow. And then as we look at Sunday, lots of sunshine with a high near 70. Right now, it's 35.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Having a large gathering or celebration you need catering to? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and no matter what you are doing or where you are holding your event, we can help. Let us design a menu sure to please everyone. We have chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, pizza, salad, dessert, and all the other sides to boot. Give us a call at 608-768-5555 or head to pizzaranch.com/catering for more information.
Okay, guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $29.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
Goes to my head.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
You make my dreams come true. There's Hall & Oates, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:25 right now. Finn, do we have you again? Did we get you back this time? It's like sending out Maydays. For how long, who knows? And that was pretty much all we got out of the conversation. So I guess that pretty much answers that question. Major internet difficulties today over at Finn's house, which is absolutely kind of expected throughout the state of Wisconsin every now and then, isn't it? We've all been there. We've all done that. So hopefully while he tries to connect, you know, we'll just kind of hang out and we'll chat a little bit. So here's what we're actually going to do right now. I know it's pretty early in the morning, only around 7:30. This is not normally the time when we would run down our birthday and anniversary list. However, we have a very, very special guest that's joining us today, Diva Montel, who is one of the singers of the Heart to Heartbreaker tribute show. It's a tribute to Heart and Pat Benatar over at Legacy Dinner Theater tonight. She's actually going to be joining us later on this morning. And so we've got a great conversation we're going to have with Diva, and we're also going to be doing a ticket giveaway here in just a few minutes for anybody who might want to see that spectacular show tonight over at Legacy Dinner Theater. So yeah, let's go ahead and we're going to run down the birthday list, of course, the big celebrity weekend birthday list, and remind you that while we're doing that, if you are celebrating today, maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. I know it's a little early, so we're a little out of sorts, so don't think you're late for work or anything like that, but we do have that very special interview coming up later on this morning. So let's start right here at the top of the celebrity list, and this is a big one, and maybe at some point Finn will be able to reconnect connect and just kind of start chiming in once again, but we're going to start going through this list. Justin Bieber celebrating his 30th birthday this weekend. The Biebs is officially 30. How long have we been talking about Justin Bieber in this world? It seems like a really, really long time. Kesha is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. Of course, she had that big court case where she accused one of her producers of sexual assault. We haven't heard much from her as far as new music since, but she's tried a couple of times. It just hasn't gone as well as the days when she was shutting the popo down, that's for sure. Lupita Nyong'o, who is in Black Panther, she's also in the Star Wars movie. She plays Maz in that one, and she was won an Oscar as Patsy in 12 Years a Slave. She is celebrating her 41st birthday this weekend. Mark Paul Gosselaar, you remember him from Saved by the Bell, Zach Morris, of course. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. More recently, he was Detective Clark on NYPD Blue. He was also Peter Bash on Franklin and Bash, and he played Rainbow's dad on Mixed-ish. Zack Snyder, did I mention he's 50? I don't think I did, but he is 50 this weekend. Zach Morris is 50 years old, by the way. Zack Snyder, who was the Justice League director, is celebrating his 58th birthday. Now, after the death of his daughter, he stepped down from the movie to be with his family. Post-production on Justice League was finished by Avengers director Josh Whedon, but Zack has also directed Batman vs. Superman, Man of Steel, Watchmen, and 300, plus the Dawn of the Dead remake and its follow-up Army of the Dead. He's 58. Booker T, if you're a wrestling fan, you know him as a WWE Hall of Famer. He is 59 years old. Tim Daly also celebrating a birthday this weekend. He is 68. He was Tia Leone's husband on Madam Secretary, Dr. Pete Wilder on Private Practice, and everybody loved him as Joe Hackett, one of my favorite shows on Wings. He was also the voice of the animated Superman. Ron Howard, he started out his career as Opie on The Andy Griffith Show. Then he was Richie Cunningham on Happy Days. He also directed Solo, A Star Wars Story. He's also been responsible for Grand Theft Auto. Since then, he's directed Splash, Cocoon, Willow, Parenthood, Backdraft, Apollo 13, Ransom, A Beautiful Mind, and The Da Vinci Code, just to name a few. He is celebrating his 70th birthday this weekend. Now, kind of ironically and a little surprisingly, his daughter is also celebrating a birthday this weekend. Bryce Dallas Howard is celebrating her 43rd birthday. Now, you might remember her as Claire in Jurassic World and its sequel, Fallen Kingdom and Dominion. She's also the Lady in the Water and Kate Connor in Terminator Salvation. So I love that dad and daughter get to celebrate together. That's pretty cool stuff. Catherine Bach, the original Daisy Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard, is 70 this weekend. Dirk Benedict, also celebrating a birthday. You might remember him as Face on the A-Team from the 1980s. He's 79. Roger Daltrey, legendary singer of The Who, is celebrating his 80th birthday this weekend. Reggie Bush is also celebrating. He's 39 years old. He won a Super Bowl ring with the New Orleans Saints, and he lost his Heisman Trophy for cheating and breaking NCAA rules. And then he lost Kim Kardashian. She seems to lose a lot of people, so that's not really that surprising. Quite possibly, though, he might have cheated on her. Ben Roethlisberger, speaking of the NFL, he is the retired Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback. He's 42 this weekend. Rebel Wilson, who played Fat Amy in the Pitch Perfect movie. She was also in Cats and the remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels called The Hustle. She is 44, I should say. Chris Martin, Coldplay superstar, is celebrating his 47th birthday. He is now connected to Dakota Johnson, in case you're wondering how the Hollywood sphere actually works. Daniel Craig, who was James Bond, his fifth and final movie, No Time to Die, came out just a couple of years ago. He's held on to the role longer than any other 007. His first Bond movie was actually in 2006. He is celebrating his 56th birthday. John Bon Jovi. His full name is John Francis Bonagiovi. He is celebrating his 62nd birthday. Easy for me to say on a Friday morning. Finn, I hear you. Are you back for a second anyway?
I'm afraid to say anything.
Okay, you're here. All right.
Spectrum must be having some major issues this morning because this is ridiculous.
Oh my goodness. So we mentioned Daniel Craig, who played James Bond longer than anybody else. I was hoping that you were going to be able to chime in for that one. At some point, Daniel Craig, James Bond, good, bad, what do you got on that one? Because you're my resident expert on that.
Yeah, I'm a Bond guy. He was a great Bond. He was really good. Now, he didn't get all the movies that he deserved. I mean, because the last one was his final one.
Sure.
In which I won't give away a major spoiler about that one if people haven't seen it for whatever reason, but he was a good Bond.
All right. Well, see, that's the official word. I'm going to go with that because, as you know, I am not as much of a Bond expert as you are.
Yeah, Casino Royale and Skyfall, those were exceptional. Both great.
Okay, cool. And I've actually seen parts of those. Those are the ones that Corey tends to watch at night when I'm getting groggy, like if it's a Saturday night, and he really wants to watch something good, knows it's maybe not my cup of tea, then he'll pop them in. So I'll watch parts of them, and then I'll fall asleep. So I know he's seen some of those. Gates McFadden, who played Dr. Crusher on Star Trek The Next Generation, 75 years old this weekend. Thomas Barbacusa, who is Chip Pemberton on The Mick. He was also Peter Pan in the annoying Geico commercials. He's celebrating his 21st birthday. Camila Cabello is celebrating a birthday this weekend. She is 27 years old. Now, she used to be part of Fifth Harmony, but she's also a solo artist as well. She teamed up with Shawn Mendes for singing and in real life for a short period of time. They had hits like Senorita, I Know What You Did Last Summer, and then she also teamed up with Machine Gun Kelly on their top 10 hit, Bad Thing. She is 27 this weekend. Jessica Biel, who happens to be Mrs. Justin Timberlake, is celebrating her 42nd birthday. I always thought she was a great actress, though, as well. She started out on Seventh Heaven as Mary Camden, and then, of course, she's had a few different roles. And I've seen her in a few different things that I would have never expected Jessica Biel to be in after being Mary Camden. But she produces now. She does a little directing. So she's not just Mrs. Justin Timberlake. Let's put it like that. She's got her own, her own rights there.
He's just as lucky to have her.
Right?
Is him, right? I mean, she's an executive producer on a Netflix series, The Sinner, which is great. And she was phenomenal in The Illusionist, if you've ever seen that movie. But yeah, love
I think she's really, really talented. So I think her resume could be more than Mrs. Justin, Mrs. Justin Timberlake. That's for sure. I'm getting a little confused because I'm talking about Timberlake, but looking at Beeb's name here on my list.
Oh,
so
boy.
as I'm scrolling through, not the same individual, not the same thing whatsoever. So we definitely don't want to confuse them
in
any way, shape.
The Beebs.
No,
with Timberlake.
No. I mean, gosh, though, the Beebs is 30 this week, and I still keep going back to that as I'm going through this list. It's kind of crazy that we're talking about the Biebs being 30, is it not? Yeah. I mean, who thought that the Biebs was going to have a career that lasted that long, quite honestly?
Not me.
He had some staying power, I guess. So I was wrong. I'll totally admit it. Hopefully the person who texted me earlier this morning is okay with me admitting I was wrong.
I didn't hear all of your story about
that.
We're doing birthdays now. I don't want to derail everything.
Well, we'll go back to that because we got a little time here before Diva joins us this morning. Catherine Waterson, Tina Goldstein in the Fantastic Beast movies is 44. David Faustino, who played Bud Bundy on Married with Children, 50 this weekend. I thought he was great as Bud Bundy. Doing some producing and directing now, even though you don't see him on camera very often. Julie Bowen, Claire on Modern Family, one of my all-time favorite shows. She is 54. I thought she was awesome in that role. John Carter Cash, son of Johnny and June, is 54. Tone Loke, love him. You know we're going to pull out some funky Cold Medina or Wild Thing later this morning. He is 58 years old. Jackie Joyner-Kersee, the greatest female track and field athlete ever, celebrating her 62nd birthday. Herschel Walker, also celebrating his 62nd birthday. Of course, NFL star, Georgia Bulldog legend. He won the Heisman in 1982, which he says he doesn't remember receiving because he suffers from dissociative identity disorder, formerly known as multiple personality disorder. He says that really alters how he sees his life and all some of the achievements he's had in this world as well, which would make total sense. And then, of course, Jennifer Warnes is celebrating. Love her. She's just got one of those voices, does she not? Finn, did we lose you again? Or are you still hanging out there? Oh, no. Sounds like we lost him again. She sang with Bill Medley on the 1987 Dirty Dancing classic, I've Had the Time of My Life. She also sang with Joe Cocker on the song in the final scene of An Officer and a Gentleman. Oh, one of my favorite scenes of a movie ever. That, of course, was the 1982 smash Up Where We Belong. Now, we do have one belated birthday that we have to pass along this morning. Gunnar Drangsvite was celebrated yesterday. Now, we got this text text over on our text line. He was a fourth grader with this particular, with Mrs. Dana Wested, and he celebrated a birthday years ago, and that was many years ago when he was a fourth grader with her, but she never forgot the fact that he was a leap year birthday, so she wanted to wish him very happy birthday. So very, very cool. See, those teachers out there, they're pretty darn awesome. They touch so many lives. I think that's always really cool when we get texts like that. Now, of course, if you are celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary over the weekend, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to our list, even if it's belated today, all you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Now, again, I will remind you that if you're listening right now and you just heard us go through the birthdays, you are not running behind at all today, because I know we usually do this a little later, but coming up here in just a few minutes, we have a great guest joining us, Diva Montel, who is part of that Heart to Heartbreaker tribute band over at Legacy Dinner Theater tonight. She's going to be joining us to tell us about the show, a little about her career, some of the things you can expect when you get your tickets, legacydinnertheater.com, $40 for that great show tonight, if you don't already have some plans, and we're also going to be giving away some pairs of tickets as well, so you definitely don't want to miss that. In the meantime, we are going to have a detailed look at your forecast. Warm and breezy this weekend with an elevated fire risk because of those warmer temperatures and because of the wind. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger next here on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Last night, girls' basketball tournament continued as they played down to sectional championship games. In Division 1 for Sectional 3, Oregon able to advance on with an overtime victory against Kettle Moraine, 78-68 the final. They'll now challenge Arrowhead in the sectional championship game. For Division 2, Sectional 2, Beaver Dam victorious in Portage with a win over Watertown, 48-35 the final there. They'll meet Pewaukee for the sectional crown. In Division 2, Sectional 3, it's West Salem 62-47, the win over Onalaska. Team will be at Baraboo tomorrow, challenging McFarland. Also in Division 2, but for Sectional 3, it was number 2, Edgewood, getting a 43-21 win over Edgerton. Edgewood now meets Waupun in that sectional championship game. Full bracket and all the details found at WIAWI.org. Second round of regionals for the boys basketball tournament tonight in Division 2 for Sectional 3. Baraboo, the sixth seed, is going to be heading to number 3, Wauwatosa West. Portage heads to number 2, Beaver Dam. Reedsburg, the eighth seed, is going to be at Pewaukee tonight. On the other side of that one, it's Milwaukee Lutheran and DeForest. Also tonight, Mount Horeb, the 2 seed, will host number 7, Elkhorn. Milton, the 3 seed, welcomes Jefferson. 4 seed Monroe will host Monona Grove. And number 1, Stoughton, welcomes Fort Atkinson. Division 3 for Sectional 3, Mauston, the 8 seed, is going to be at number 1, Platteville. Viroqua got the overtime victory to move on, and the 6 seed is going to be at Wisconsin Dells tonight, the 3 seed, and New Glarus and River Valley will meet on the other side of that one. Also tonight in that same tournament, Columbus, the 7 seed, is at number 2, Lake Mills. Again, all the details can be found at WIAWI.org. Bucks get the season sweep of the Charlotte Hornets last night. 111-99 the final. Giannis Antetokounmpo with double-double, 24 points and 10 boards. 14-10 off the bench for Bobby Portis. Win moves the team to 39-21 for the season. The team will be back on the court tonight as the team is in Chicago. Late start time, 9 o'clock tip-off. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's going to be warm and a little breezy this weekend. Because it is so dry, there will be an elevated grassland fire danger risk. Be very careful with anything fire-related this weekend. Otherwise, beautiful today. Sunny, 53. Wind will be west, gusting to 25. Tomorrow, 61. Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. If you owe back taxes, call the folks at Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
7:42 right now. We mentioned Tone Loc celebrating his 58th birthday this weekend. And if Tone Loc is celebrating, then we got to play some funky cold Medina. So here it is on Max FM. Don't forget, Diva Montel joins us next to talk about that show tonight at the Legacy Dinner Theater.
Oh, cool and at a bar. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around. None of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what a L.O.C. The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did a wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went up to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she go lick the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her mouth, I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. It said she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast, I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Well, this morning, as we get ready for a big show over at the Legacy Dinner Theater, I have a very special guest. And I got to tell you, I'm super excited about this one this morning. Diva Montel is joining me. So first of all, Diva, good morning. Thank you so much
for being here. Oh, it's my pleasure.
I am so excited to talk to you because this is going to be a fabulous show tonight at the Legacy Dinner Theater. It's called Heart to Heartbreaker. So we are dealing with some of the infamous ladies of 80s rock. Heart, obviously, Ann and Nancy Wilson, and then, of course, Pat Benatar. And I know there's going to be a few surprises in there, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. But first of all, tell us a little bit about this show. What can people expect coming to see Heart to Heartbreaker tonight?
Well, they can expect to come away from it feeling the love. This band just, we have so much fun on stage, and there is no drama, and it shows. And we just have such a good time performing these great songs of these incredible female vocalists. And, you know, I take the part of Ann Wilson. My sister, actually, is the Pat Benatar portion of it. Yes.
So it's like a family affair.
it is. And actually, this was my husband's vision.
Okay.
So he put this together. So we had the name before it even was you know, hit the stage. And so we really have a great time on stage. We love the music. It shows. We're very much, we try to, draw the audience
sure.
in and get them, you know, with us singing and dancing
yeah.
and that sort of thing. So it is. It's very, at least we try to, you know, to bring everybody in because these
right.
are songs that everybody's familiar with.
Yes.
We all grew up to these songs.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, and, you know, just speaking as my personal favorites, I love Heart. I've seen them perform a few different times together. So excited mm-hmm. that they're coming back on the road together as sisters. That was a huge moment,
yeah.
I think, for all Heart fans. And then, of course, mm-hmm. Pat Benatar. What do you say about her? Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee last year. She's just amazing. She still can perform her booty off when she's on stage. She's absolutely amazing. And so it's just a little taste of what it's like to see those, as I said, infamous ladies in concert. Now, you guys have your own website if people kind of want an idea of what they're about to see tonight on stage. So tell us about the website, give us the address, and tell us some of the things that, you know, as you're exploring over there, you might be able to check out.
Great. It is h2htribute.com.
Okay.
And yes, it does give bios and it's gives all of the shows that are coming up. We're very, very busy and we are, you know, getting involved a lot more in traveling on a more national basis. So we're very excited about that. We are really excited to be back at the Legacy. The folks there are just
yeah.
second to none. They're super, super beautiful people. So we're very excited about that. So yes, if you navigate through, you will see the gallery of, you know, all of the photos and you can just really, I think you can relate to how much fun we are having and
yeah.
how this band just, you know, it means so much to all of us and the representation of the band. We've always said that we would want the original artist, if Pat Benatar and Heart were in the audience, we would want them to be very proud of
right.
what they're seeing and how we represent them.
Yeah, that's awesome. And when you go over there, make sure when you check it out, again, it's h2htribute.com. You can also get a link over to your Facebook page, which shows some, you know, clips of performances and all of that. So if people really want a taste of what they're about to see tonight, this is a great way to do that. I mean, it's Friday. You're at work, right? You're thinking about the weekend already. You might as well check out some of the fun stuff that's going on tonight as well. And I'm going to give this information right now, and then we'll give it again a little bit later on. But to get tickets to this show, and we have a bit of a surprise here in a few minutes for our listeners, LegacyDinnerTheater.com. The show is at 7 o'clock tonight, $40 for all the seats, so definitely go check that out. But before we let you go today, and again, we'll give out all that information one more time here in a bit, let's talk about you, because, you know, besides portraying Ann Wilson, which, by the way, that doesn't come easy. That can't be easy, right? She is so iconic, and she's got, like, this powerful voice. And even as she has aged from the beginning to now, she has not lost a beat or even a little bit of that incredible voice. How do you do that each and every time you get on the stage just to portray Ann Wilson in all of her greatness?
It's so true. And I will say that I am involved in many other types of vocal arias, opera, that sort of
okay.
thing. I'm actually classically trained, but she was the biggest challenge for me.
Okay.
Because she does, she does not really have a rock voice. She is, you know, more of a classically trained, beautiful lyric soprano type voice. So for me to transition to that was very much of a challenge, but a huge accomplishment as far as I'm concerned, because now it is a bit more effortless for me. But she is, you're right. She properly uses her voice. And so that's why she's been able to sing all the way, you know, up until, my goodness, she's, I don't know how old she is, and I won't say, but she still has it, and she has it very, very well. And she's, sounds as beautiful, like you just said, as she did when she was in her 40s.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She really is. I did see her recently, and she was fabulous. Fabulous.
I can't imagine how that feels to, like, you know, get on the stage. And I've watched some of your stuff over online as well. You are incredibly talented in your own right. But I can't imagine what it's like getting on stage and being like, all right, I'm going to go be Ann Wilson now. That's going to be a little intimidating. I mean, for somebody who has no musical skills like myself, it would be incredibly intimidating. But you knock it out of the park, let me tell you, because I've checked out some of the videos, which, again, you need to do online before the show tonight so you get a taste of what you're getting, but you knock it out of the park. Now, how did you get here to be Ann Wilson? Because you mentioned the fact that you're classically trained, you sing opera. I know that you've been in other productions. So how did you get here to Heart to Heartbreaker portraying Ann Wilson? Tell us a little bit about that, Diva.
I love her music.
Okay.
I just, you know, being as versatile as I possibly could be, you know, people say to me all the time, you know, oh my goodness, you went from classical music to jazz and now you're doing rock. Why? And I say, because I love the music and I did not want to just do, you know, sing opera. Really, really do. And I love to sing, but I just love every type of genre. So for me, singing, and I loved the challenge.
Yeah.
So, you know, when my husband put the band together, we were doing other artists, but he said, you know, I really want to tribute these female rock stars. And I just thought it was a great idea. And again, because I love her and I've studied her, you know, and her voice and her range, that I wanted to take on the challenge. And she's coveted. I mean, her fan base, absolutely, they adore her. So you cannot go up and try to represent her and not do her some justice.
Right. Now, let's talk about your band, and let's talk about the other part of Heart, which would be her sister, right? Nancy Wilson, who's equally one of, I have to say, one of the most incredible guitarists I've ever seen. So tell us about your onstage sister, a little bit about her and how she brings it to the stage during this show.
Oh, does she ever bring it to the stage? She is so amazing. She's one of our newer members of Heart to Heartbreaker. And she just, she is Nancy. When she gets up on stage, she is an incredibly talented guitar player, also a great singer, and just loves being with us. I mean, we really have adopted her as our sister.
That's awesome.
And I very often say she is my baby sister. But she just adds so much to the fun part of the show, and you know, she does sing, you know, of course she'll cover some Lita Ford as well, because really Nancy doesn't do a lot of singing. She kind of lets her big sister do it. It's a great team you know, that we have. Her name is Lisa Lamana.
Okay.
And you know, she's really, really gifted. She also can play keyboard, so you know, whenever we're trying to do some other, you know, Heart type pieces.
Sure.
This show is our 2-hour show, so you're going to see the complete show tonight. So it's really exciting. But yeah, she is really, really something that I think that when she joined forces with us, things just really spun right where they are now. And you know, and it's synergy.
Yes,
she brought that to us.
Well, and you kind of have to have that. If you're portraying the Wilson sisters on stage, I mean, you kind of have to have that, right? Because for so long, they were so bonded. And I know there's been some rifts over the years, but that's why I said earlier, we're so glad that they're back together again, because I can't imagine a world where Heart is not on stage and the Wilson sisters are not together performing music, because they've just been that incredible over the years, spanning all the way back to the 1970s, late 70s, early 80s. They're just...
True.
been sensational. Now, you mentioned that your sister actually portrays Pat Benatar. So can you tell us a little bit about that portion of the show as well?
Oh, what my sister brings to the table. She is this pint-sized little girl. She even appears to look like Pat Benatar. She's
the pictures are uncanny, by the way. I'm over on the website right now. The pictures are absolutely uncanny. She truly does look like Pat Benatar. It's crazy.
And she has this huge voice. You know, you would not expect it of this little, you know, pint-sized girl. And she just comes out and she has the attitude. She has been singing Pat Benatar since, I mean, her teens, honestly. Yeah. She's always emulated Pat's voice and she can hit it.
Wow.
So, we really love it. And we started with the Beatles.
Sure.
Doing, you know, learning harmonies and that sort of thing. So she and I have really, really taken time out to harmonize all of Pat's incredible harmonies that she does. And so it's really cool to be able to do things like, you know, Battlefield.
Yes.
You know, that is a very difficult one to bring live.
Yes.
But we've really worked hard to really master the nuances that Pat would have wanted to bring on stage. And we do no sequencing. Everything is all organic.
All right.
So what you see and hear is all natural.
I mean, if this conversation doesn't have our listeners excited to come see the show tonight, I don't know what else we can do on a Friday, right? Because this is going to be absolutely incredible. Now, speaking of seeing that show, as we wrap up here this morning, I mentioned there might be a little surprise. And we have 3 pairs of tickets to give away right now. So here's what I'm going to have you do. Why Diva and I finish up this conversation, I need you to text us 355-9970, 355-9970. Text right now. The first 3 people to get their text in is going to win a pair of tickets to go see Heart to Heartbreaker tonight over at the Legacy Dinner Theater. So make sure you have no plans. The calendar is completely empty because, Diva, as you said, it's a 2-hour show. You're going to want to see every bit of this incredible performance. Now, I know that, you know, we've been teasing a few maybe surprises. You mentioned that your guitarist, or Nancy in this particular genre, does a little Lita Ford. Any other female acts that you want to tip us off to a little bit, or should we wait for the show tonight?
Well, I guess I can say it because you really have to see it to believe it. It is very, very, it's kind of an unusual little spin that we put to the show. But yes, Joan Jett is
nice.
One, and Jerry will cover Joan Jett and in costume and all. And then Cher makes an appearance.
Oh my goodness. So. Incredible. You guys are like doing the full gamut of the 80s like female pop icons, or just icons in general. That's pretty awesome. So again, if you want to see this show again, text us right now, 355-9970. We are giving away 3 pairs to the first 3 people to tell us that they want to go see this incredible show. Well, Diva, it has been an absolute pleasure. Before we let you go, though, tell us that website, your heart to heart.